Welcome to Australian Women Preach, a podcast that aims to raise women's voices in preaching the gospel. Our intention is to model the church we want to be, inclusive, diverse, and welcoming. Brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. Naomi Wolfe is a Trolloway woman, an historian and theologian who works at Australian Catholic University and NAITS, an Indigenous learning community. She worked previously for the University of Divinity, most recently as the inaugural First Peoples Coordinator of the University's newly created School of Indigenous Studies. Naomi is committed to decolonising the disciplines of theology and history and working with people to transform church and society to better times.
Hello, everyone. My name is Naomi Wolfe. I'm a proud auntie, sister, daughter, and friend. I'm a Trolloway woman from Lutruwita, Tasmania, and I'm of mixed ancestry and heritage. And it's my great privilege to be here with you today as we journey through St. John's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 11 to 18. Often called the parable of the Good Shepherd. In following cultural protocol, I'd like to begin by acknowledging the Creator and the lands in which I live and predominantly work, and pay my respects to the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung communities. For thousands of generations, the Creator has entrusted this community to care for and be sustained by creation. In more recent years, this community has been challenged by incomers, originally who could not see the beauty of this creation, nor the relationship between the Creator and the peoples here in these lands. It is my deep hope that our generations together today might prayerfully and actively work together to do things differently, to understand our connections to creation more fully. As humans, we find ourselves using many metaphors to create an understanding of things that are outside of our realm of understanding. For example, we might use God is our rock as a metaphor. And these metaphors can be really helpful in allowing us to connect to God and to connect to our responsibilities as members of God's family. John's Good Shepherd story uses metaphors that would have been easily recognisable by the early church. And here in Australia, in colonial times, with its dependency on sheep production and the sheep taking over the lands, there would have been no difficulty in grasping those connections for early Australian Christians. And there's my problem with those metaphors. Hear me when I say I don't have a problem with the message. The message is one of God's absolute love and care, and Jesus is the example, or giving us the example, of a vulnerable leader who goes out in front of his flock, leading his people through uncertainties and dangers. But I've always struggled with the metaphors in this parable. Sheep are a colonial introduction within Australia, and therefore that's problematic for many Indigenous Australians. The lands and land use needed to sustain sheep in Australia meant that countless Aboriginal communities were forcibly displaced, their traditional food sources and waterholes polluted and changed. As an introduced species, the sheep had no connections to these lands. This wasn't their home. This wasn't the place of connection to creation. And many of the early sheep pastoralists were involved in the shooting parties of Aboriginal communities who wouldn't and who couldn't leave their lands. Many of these pastoralists considered themselves good Christians, and there are many colonial churches built with their monies, dedicated to their names and their families. The introduction of sheep and the modern equivalent of shepherds here in Australia interrupted the care of creation entrusted to Aboriginal communities. Their introduction did not show the love and care of the Good Shepherd, but rather represented bad shepherds that the prophet Ezekiel spoke about so long ago. Ezekiel tells us that bad shepherds were self-serving, cruel, and utterly merciless. These are the experiences of Aboriginal Christians and other community members here in these lands called Australia. So, perhaps we could consider a new metaphor. I'm not saying we have to throw out the old metaphor, but perhaps we could consider a new metaphor in these lands, one that emulates the love, the care, and the vulnerability, the message at the heart of the Good Shepherd story. Come with me on a journey, a beginning journey, to consider the Kūrina, the wedge-tailed eagle, as they're known to us in our home, or Bunjil, as they're known to the Wurundjeri community. And remember, the eagle is known by other names in other Aboriginal places, and I encourage you to find out the Aboriginal name of the eagle of where you're living and working across Australia. And I'd encourage you to find out what the local community names are. The eagle is also a recognisable metaphor from the Hebrew Scriptures and Old Testament texts, and here are two examples. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." And Exodus 19:14 also compares God's deliverance of the Israelites to an eagle carrying its young on its wings. And in the New Testament, the book of Revelation gives us this text. "But the woman was given two wings of the great eagle, so that she could fly from the serpent into the wilderness, to her place where she was nourished for a time, and in times for half a time." Revelation 12:14. Let's consider a parable of the eagle as a representation and as a connection to God in these lands. The eagle is the protector. The maternal spirit and drive within eagle is to connect and to care, to watch out for and protect from dangers, to protect her family and community. The protective instinct of eagles is to adopt and care for those other birds who have been left orphaned or deserted by their families and communities. Kūrina has sharp eyesight with the ability to distinguish between friend and foe. Eagles are never small birds, rather they are birds of power and stature, and they remind us to keep our own eyes watchful and discerning. The eagle rises above and soars to new heights, demonstrating, like our God, its strength, its protection, and its all-encompassing power. The eagle can be a metaphor for strength and vision and leadership as we seek to live out Christian lives. And like the Good Shepherd, the eagle is demonstrating vulnerability and leadership that leaves it traveling ahead, but never unconnected and never unaware of its community or its connections to all of creation. The eagle of Isaiah shows the strength and endurance of putting trust in God. The Exodus eagle text reminds us of God's protective and nurturing nature towards us. Whether the parable of the Good Shepherd or a different metaphor, perhaps an eagle, resonates with you, I hope that the metaphor never ever prevents any of us from seeing the all-loving and ever-present God in our lives, in the lives of others, and within God's creation. The metaphors we use should never become more important than the message itself. We all know that there are many around us within ministry and beyond that are less like the Good Shepherd and Bunjil the eagle and more like the bad shepherds of Ezekiel's time. I hope we avoid those shepherds. My prayer today is that you might have the vulnerability and strength of our God who loved us and who continues to love us. God loves us so much, and there are so many examples where God uses our own language and our own fragilities to help us to connect, to bring us back into the fullness of creation, into an all-encompassing love and salvation. May God continue to bless you today and all days.
You have been listening to Australian Women Preach, brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. You can find out more about WATAC at watac.net.au and The Grail at grailaustralia.org.au. The music in this podcast is from the song Truth, from the album Into Silence, by songwriter, musician, theologian and teacher Danielle Ann Lynch. You can hear the full version on Spotify.